Welcome to PBKC Picks. This is our maiden voyage, broadcasting live from right here in the second floor poker room at the beautiful Palm Beach Kennel Club, where this weekend we actually have a $100,000 guaranteed monster multi-flight. You can find out all that information right on our website. This is the first go of PBKC Picks, and it's a great sports show. We're going to talk about football, and we're going to talk about the week ahead or the week behind us, depending on which week we're on. My name is Mike Jameson. I'm the host of the show. To my left, you might know him from the Earnestly Speaking podcast. He's also a longtime poker dealer here at PBKC, Mr. Ernest Christian. How you doing today,
Mike,
Ernest?
How you doing? I'm really excited about this, man. Really am.
And to my right here is the man, the myth, the legend, a longtime employee, the fearless leader of the poker room, and one of our assistant general managers, Mr. Noah Carbone.
This is like Christmas Eve right now. It's the eve of football season. We're going to have 20-something weeks in a row of NFL football, and I couldn't be more excited.
Oh, we're so excited here at PBKC. So what we usually do at this point of the show is we're going to go over and recap last week's action. Because we're going into the first week, right now we're going to talk about our future plays for this season in the NFL, and we're going to start off with division winners. Here are my division winners. I'm going to take the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans, the Chiefs, the Eagles, Lions, Bucks, and 49ers. Go ahead, Ernest.
All right, I'll take in the AFC, the Dolphins in the East, the Ravens in the North, the Texans in the South, and the Champs, the Chiefs in the West. And in the NFC, I'll take the Eagles, the Lions, the Falcons, and the Niners.
Okay. Wow. So I'm not as prepared as you guys for these futures, but I like the Eagles, Detroit. I think they get theirs, San Fran, and maybe Tampa. Tampa,
really?
Go ahead and pull that one off. Yeah, AFC, Buffalo schedule super hard. I'm going to go with Miami, Houston,
yeah.
For sure. Who else do I have? The Chargers. I think they still have enough in the tank to get that one.
And wow, then, that's a big
my last one would be the North.
That's the toughest one, I think, in my opinion, because that's the best division of football.
I don't have a pick. I like it. I
Bengals
think
or Ravens,
open.
Maybe?
I think Bengals and Ravens are neck and neck.
Yeah.
We're going to know a lot in the first couple weeks. I don't have confidence in the Raiders yet. Go ahead and put me down for the Bengals with their bad offensive
line. Can I ask you, you said Chargers, though. Over the Chiefs?
It could be. It could be. I think they could be a surprising year for those guys.
I'll say as much. I'm a big believer in Jim Harbaugh. So I like the fact that you have confidence in Jim Harbaugh for out the shoot to do this already against the champs. So I like the pick.
It's an aggressive pick. It's an aggressive pick.
Yeah, it is. It is. Really is.
And that's going solely with the odds that you could get on something like that. It's pretty good. And the easy pick's Kansas City. Anybody could pick that. But if you're looking for value, I go with Chargers.
Of course. And now we're going to move on to the wild card teams. My wild card teams in the AFC, Dolphins, Bengals, and my surprise we'll talk about later is the Raiders. And then in the NFC, Cowboys, Packers, and Cardinals. And I'm not just a homer. I know he's laughing for a reason. Go ahead, Ernest.
All right, so in the NFC, I'm going to go with the Packers again in the wild card. I have the Cowboys. This is an order, by the way. I have the Cowboys. It's a sixth seed in the NFC. And then my surprise wild card is the Bears. And in the AFC, the Bengals at the Jets. And then I have – this was tough for me, honestly, because I went back and forth this one. I have the Browns getting the last wild card spot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Dallas is competitive. They're in there. The pack, I think that they're poised. And I think there might be three teams that come in here. I think Minnesota, even with their situation, that they could pull one off. And then on the other side, I think the Steelers at their 9-8 consistently. I think they back in at 9-8 again. Kansas City, of course, they'll be in there if they don't win the division, as you argued against me. And then Baltimore, where we had Baltimore as a division winner. Indy could get in there maybe. And then, obviously, Buffalo.
The AFC is very deep. Very deep. That's the thing.
Okay, if we're looking for like a future play on a surprise playoff team, I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna go with the Las Vegas Raiders. I think that this year, I think they're going to put it together. I don't know why we're laughing, Ernest.
I know why we're laughing.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait till we talk about the Giants, okay?
They're going to be terrible. We know this already.
I really am. I'm taking the Raiders as my surprise playoff team. How about you, Noah?
Could you call the Jets a surprise even though Aaron Rodgers is back and they have that stout defense? Probably not. But a lot of my stuff early this season is going to be based around the Jets, and people are underestimating the guy that is Aaron Rodgers, so I'm going with the Jets.
I have two, actually, in one East Conference. These teams I don't have in the playoffs, but I think could make a splash if things play out their way. Give me the Commanders in the NFC. I love Jane Daniels. Wow. I like what I'm hearing and all the stuff. They have a good roster.
I got a stat for
Dan Quinn, the new head coach. And then to follow up your Chargers pick, I don't have the Chargers in the playoffs, but I believe that if things break their way, Jim Harbaugh can make that happen. So it won't surprise me they're in the playoffs as well.
Okay, now we're going to talk about our AFC and NFC champs. In the AFC, I'm going with the Ravens. I honestly think it's their year. NFC, I'm going with the Eagles. How about you, Ernest?
Did you cut my paper? The same thing. Eagles, Ravens. You know, it's a bird soup bowl for me. So,
Eagles, Jets.
Whoa.
Eagles, Jets. That's
Jets.
Big.
It could be Jets. It could be. If the Jets get in, they are a dangerous team. Again, you talk about the best players in the NFL, Patty Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers is right there. Their defense, Jets' defense, has been playing well for the past 3 years. You give them a quarterback, it's a whole different game out there.
Right.
Yeah, I recently looked at the future bets for Super Bowl, and the team I'm picking to win the Super Bowl currently on one of the sites was plus 1,000, and that is the Ravens. That's who I'm picking to win this upcoming Super Bowl. How about you, Ernest?
Same here in Ravens. Well, Lamar Jackson gets his flowers finally. The Ravens win the Super Bowl.
Go ahead, Noah. Pick against
us. Can I do it?
He'll be on the road too also.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. I think they did a lot of revamping and changed a lot of things. I think they have players across every single spot on that roster. I'm going with the Birds.
Okay, MVP. For the MVP, you know, he's won it before. I think he's going to win it again. I'm taking the L-A-M, the A and the R, Lamar Jackson, to win the MVP this season. Go ahead, Ernest.
I'm surprised to take Gardner Minshew. No, I'm just joking.
No.
My MVP ask is going to be C.J. Stroud in Houston. I think Texas is going to be a top two seed in the AFC this year.
Wow, so that's a highly aggressive pick for a second-year guy.
I'm only following you, though.
Very rarely
I'm only
does a second-year guy that early on.
Unless you're Mahomes.
I'm going with the shock that it's going to be Aaron Rodgers in New York. I think that he's going to carry that team. And the hype, there's a lot. You can't forget the markets and the market that is New York City. And if that thing gets rolling, there's no stopping that MVP vote.
I do think all things equal to Jets, though, they can be really good. Really, really good. So,
Coach of the Year. Because of the fact that I honestly feel like the Las Vegas Raiders are making the playoffs, I'm going to go with a guy that you like, Antonio Pierce, for my Coach of the Year.
Shout out to the 2007 New York Giants Super Bowl team, Antonio Pierce. But I'm going to go Matt Eberflus of Chicago, taking the Bears to the playoffs as a wild card. That's my Coach of the Year.
Yeah, you could. I think Harbaugh is going to do some things, but I think he's going to get hamstrung by what's going on in college football, and they won't let him win that thing. Mm. So you could go with somebody in – I think Chicago's not a terrible pick. I think they're going to do things, but it's going to be more based on roster than football decisions.
Right.
But, yeah, I like Harbaugh if he doesn't get involved in too much business over there.
Offensive play of the year. Kind of going where Noah's going with the Jets. I really like Breece Hall. So I'm going to take Breece Hall as my offensive player of the year.
I'll go home here, and I'll go take Tua Tagovailoa. That masterful offense there in Miami, Tua.
Okay, go ahead, Noah.
Oh, sorry, I'm a little woo.
Offensive player of the year.
Yeah, go ahead. Why not? Aaron Rodgers.
You
okay?
Tua's not even the best quarterback in that division.
Yeah, but the offense is that good. That
he's literally not the best. There's Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
Josh Allen.
Right.
And then Tua. But he
will have the numbers to make that a conversation.
I guess that's we'll all. See. I guess that's
all. Okay, let's move on, fellas. Defensive player of the year. I'm going with T.J. Watt from the Steelers. Who are you going with, Ernest?
I'm
going
to go with Micah Parsons. This is actually a little tougher, I realize, but I'm going to go Micah Parsons, Dallas.
Yeah, Micah had an off year, down year last year. I think somebody like Sauce Gardner could do well, but T.J. is an easy bet. If you look at the Steelers record with and without TJ, it's night and day.
Yep. Offensive rookie of the year, my choice, Marvin Harrison Jr. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I like Marvin Harrison. I think a guy like that. And then there's also the receiver from Arizona, is it?
That's him.
Well, no, there's another guy, Dunze. Where's he from?
He's drafted from Washington. Chicago.
That guy can win it also. It depends on the quarterback.
Who do you like?
I was going to take Caleb Williams because it's safe, but honestly, I like the Marvin Harrison pick in Arizona. He's really that good.
Probably the only thing we're all going to agree on in the entire day and maybe ever on this show. Yeah. Defensive rookie of the year, I'm going Dallas Turner.
Yeah, I am too. Also, I'm Dallas Turner, Minnesota as well.
Yeah, that's a. I think that's a layup.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the next part of we move on to the show, and in the best bet, like we're talking about our future plays for this season, but honestly, the best bet for every football Sunday is Feast and Football. All you can eat Sundays at the Paddock. It's every Sunday starting at 11:30 a.m. with a $25 all you can eat buffet plus one draft beer, 140 HD TVs, three big screens, full bar, and great beer specials also. And the best part of it, and we're going to talk about this when we get into our weekly pick segment, that you could watch all the games starting at 1 o'clock. At once.
In your, like, in your face, every single game all at once.
You're going to have a tabletop TV, and the best part, having a tabletop TV
you can watch the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts. That was a low blow. But you could watch any game you want. Come by every football Sunday all the way until January, starting at 11:30 a.m. It is honestly the best bet for your football Sunday. It is the Paddock right here at PBKC. Give them a call to reserve your spot, and you're going to need to reserve your spot. 561-683-2222, extension 199. And now it's time to get into our weekly pick segment. Again, this is PBKC Picks, and we're broadcasting live from the second floor poker room at Palm Beach Kennel Club. And let's go with the first game of the week, the kickoff tomorrow night, Baltimore at Kansas City. Kansas City is favored by 2.5. Who are you going with?
Easily the game of the week, probably the game of the year right now. But I'm going to take the Chiefs on banner night. I just think, you know, even though you lost last year to Detroit on banner night, I think this year, in my opinion, a better team than we were last year on paper. I just think the Chiefs right now are, you know, better roster. I think Baltimore might be a little nervous too. For this one, too, especially coming off the loss last year in the AFC title game against the Chiefs. So give me the Chiefs here to win it in a competitive game, though.
Yeah, this is my game of the week. And don't forget, we keep receipts on all this. It's all the numbers your picks are. So you can make whatever picks you want. But I think the Chiefs, again, we can't forget Derrick Henry's in Baltimore. How's that going to play?
Yeah.
I've always had questions about him being a downhill runner and how that works with Lamar and the read options and some of those things. So I have concerns with Baltimore out of the gate. And Kansas City at home is an easy pick.
Yeah, as the first game of the year, I'm taking Baltimore in this one. That's my Super Bowl pick, and I think they get started with a win in Kansas City. Now we move on to a game that's coming up in another country, and that's Friday. That is Green Bay at Philadelphia. Philadelphia favored by 1.5. I'm going to go with Philadelphia in that one. How about you?
Me?
Yeah, go for it. Well, I don't actually.
I'm going to go with Philly. There's a lot of weird stuff going on with that game with the traveling to Brazil and all the some of the unrest down there and the players are responding to social media, and I don't like any of it on the Philadelphia side. I don't like the comments and Green Bay's being a little quiet. So the game does concern me, but I do think Philly has the firepower across the board. I think they have the more experienced quarterback in Jalen Hurts as well.
Go ahead, Ernest.
Two teams with the opposite directions last year. At the end of the year, Eagles are hungry to go on the field again after a disastrous finish to the year. After starting 10-1 last year, they win this game and running away, honestly.
Okay, the next game up, this is where we start on Sunday at 1 p.m. We have the Atlanta Falcons, who are favored by 2.5 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams have brand new quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks. Obviously, you have Kirk Cousins going head-to-head with Russell Wilson. I'm actually going to take Atlanta at home. Go ahead, Ernest.
I don't like when I put the Steelers in this preseason right now, but for 1 week, I think they'll find a way to win this game on the road. Give me Pittsburgh to win this game outright.
Yeah, you got quarterback questions in Atlanta, and you got Pittsburgh coming in, and we already spoke about T.J. Watt maybe winning the Defensive Player of the Year. I think Pittsburgh wins in a low-scoring affair.
Okay. Now we move on to another great game. We got the upstart Arizona Cardinals. They are going to Buffalo, where Buffalo is favored by 6.5. Of course, I'm going to take Buffalo in this one. I love Arizona. I love what they've done. They have a lot of young talent in Arizona, including pick for the Rookie of the Year, Marvin Harrison Jr. But in this one, going to Buffalo, honestly, the best fans in all of football, maybe in all of sports. I'm taking Buffalo in this one. How about you, Noah?
Yeah, I like Buffalo. I think that Arizona has question marks coming in. I think Buffalo will have the best player on the field in Josh Allen. As you mentioned, that stadium is going to be electric. I like Buffalo big.
No, I think Arizona will be a little frisky here. They have a little bit of talent there, you know, with the new, you know, Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray is back full healthy. Buffalo Bills new look offense a little bit, new pieces there. I think the Bills to win this game though.
Yeah,
in a competitive game though.
And that is my lock, Mike. So write that one down. That's my lock. Buffalo minus six.
Okay, now we move on to my game of the week, and that doesn't mean it's the best game of the week. It's just the game that I'm looking most forward to, and that is going to be Tennessee at Chicago, where Chicago is favored by 4.5. I'm going to take Chicago in this one behind rookie Caleb Williams. I really like what they've done in Chicago, especially given a good, talented receiver, a veteran, and Keenan Allen. I'm taking Chicago in this one. How about you?
I'm saying Chicago as well, too. I love the roster. Caleb Williams has enough weapons around him to ease into the situation as a rookie. Give me the Bears. Give me the Bears easy.
You know? All right, I've been waiting to throw this one in there. Talking about these rookie quarterbacks. Here's a stat for you, and you may want to, and I'll give you a chance to change your pick. Listen to the stat. Since 2005, first overall picks that are quarterback to start game one the same year, Caleb Williams falls in his category, are 0-14-1 since 2005. 0-14-1. So weigh that in. I like Tennessee. The rookie quarterbacks, they do not win in this spot. The first game out of the gate, 0-14-1.
I like the stat, though, but streaks may be broken, though. So,
well, next week we talk about history being made in Chicago as Caleb Williams gets his first career win.
Somebody clip that because we're running this back.
Yes.
Okay, now we move on to a game that I know that everybody's excited about. New England at Cincinnati, where Cincinnati is favored by 9.5 points. I think I'm with everybody else here. We're going to agree on this. I'm taking Cincinnati. How about you, Noah?
Wait, you just said everybody, this is a game everybody's excited about? Like New England?
I'm just trying
to
make
it exciting. New England's not New England like we know it. It's not the Tom Brady and Belichick. This is a whole different world. It's going to be a great world. It's going to be wide open. The buzzsaw that used to be New England is no longer. I like Cincinnati big in this one.
Oh, easy. My lock. This is my obviously my lock of the week. Easiest lock of the week. Give me Bengals. The Pats going to be the worst team in football this year. Guarantee it.
Okay, now we move on to the next game. It's another 1 o'clock start, and favored by 1.5 is the visiting Houston against Indianapolis, where I am going to take C.J. Stroud and Houston. Go ahead, Ernest.
Looking forward to see AR-15 under Colts Center again, but I like the Houston Texans here. Like I told you earlier in the podcast, they're going to be a top two seed in the AFC this year. I'm really confident in the Texans this year.
Yeah, Houston has a lot of the flash and stuff, and they have a couple pickups. Diggs is down there now, and he'll be more good than harm here in Houston. We'll see how that plays out, but that connection is going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, now we move on to a game that is the Battle of Florida. And when I make my pick for this game, I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to walk through the poker room for the rest of the week. It's my upset of the week. We got a favorite in the Miami Dolphins playing at home, favored by 3.5, but I'm actually going to take the visiting Jacksonville Jaguars. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I can't do that. I live with some Dolphins fans.
As do I.
No, Tyreek Hill is a game changer. I'm a fan. As long as he stays healthy, as long as he doesn't have any hamstring issues or any underlying things, he changes the game. You got to put all this extra coverage on him. He could score two touchdowns, three touchdowns. If they're down two touchdowns, they're always in the game. I like Miami at home opening the season.
A lot of fireworks in this game. This will be a high-scoring game, but in the end, 2-1 that offense, Tyreek Hill, you mentioned. Yeah, give me the Dolphins to win this game in a competitive high-scoring game.
Next week on the show, Noah's going to talk about the ride home, whether it was happy or whether it was really sad. So we're going to see that next week as my upset of the week again was Jacksonville. Now we move on to a game, Carolina at New Orleans, where New Orleans is favored by 4.5. I'm going to pick New Orleans in this one. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I like New Orleans. They're at home. They have a history and they have a tradition. Carolina is as a franchise right now, they have a lot of question marks across the board, some of the decisions they make and trades they're making. I like New Orleans.
Why this game? New Orleans next. I mean, this is easy pick here. Carolina's terrible. So, whatever.
Is that your lock?
It's a lock to not watch, definitely.
And just like Ernest just said, if you want to watch that game, we have the perfect place for you because one of the things that we're going to talk about on this show, when you come to the paddock on Feast and Football Sundays, one of the cool parts is you're going to have your own tabletop TV. So a lot of other places aren't going to show games like Carolina at New Orleans. They're not going to show games like Minnesota at New York Giants.
You know who you are out there.
Yeah, they're not going to show those games. You know what? You're going to be able to watch all of those 1 o'clock games in the paddock. You're going to going to have your own tabletop TV. We're also going to have some of those feature games featured on the three big screens and the audio through our state-of-the-art sound system, $25 all-you-can-eat buffet. Come out to the paddock if you like to watch Carolina and New Orleans. Now we're going to move on to the next game, and that's going to be Minnesota at New York, the Vikings versus the Giants, where the Minnesota Vikings are 0.5 favorites. Go ahead. Let's go with Ernest on this one.
I don't watch this game, obviously, because I'm a Giants fan. Very few times this year you hear me pick the Giants outright to win a game. This is one of the few times. So I'll get out of the way, give the Giants to win this game.
Yeah, as long as Daniel Jones is a quarterback of the New York Giants, I don't know if he could ever go into any game feeling super confident.
Exactly.
As an Eagles fan, you can when he's on the field. Yeah, I got to go with Minnesota. All things Daniel Jones are just terrible.
He has a beard, though. He has a beard.
Beards are great, but I have a beard, and I can't throw a football.
Yeah, no, I've played football with you. You can't. I'm going to take the Giants in that game as the underdog. I'll take the Giants in that one. Now we move on to the 4 o'clock games. This is actually my lock of the week. This is one where you're going to get laughter from each of the other people on the show. I like Las Vegas as the underdog going in to play the Chargers, who are 3.5-point favorites. That's my lock of the week. I'm taking the Raiders. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with L.A. I think they go in there. I think Herbert's going to be the best player on the field. I think they did lose a couple pieces, Keenan Allen and a couple other things, but I think they have two defensive ends on that team that can wreak havoc, and I think their defense gives fits to Las Vegas.
Raiders going to be plucky all year long. Very plucky, Minshew's quarterback. He's that type of guy, fits the culture there. But I just believe in Jim Harbaugh. I just believe in him. And I think that they, I guess, as I said earlier, the Chargers will be a possible sneaky playoff team this year, and they start off right here. Give me the Chargers win this game.
Okay, now we move on to Denver at Seattle, where Seattle is the home team favored by 5.5. And this one, I'm going to take Seattle. I'm a big fan of DK Metcalf, fantasy-wise, honestly, and Kenneth Walker as the running back. I think they're going to put up some great numbers, and I'm taking Seattle. How about you, Ernest?
I'm taking Seattle, but I think this game is very, very close, actually. I want to see Bo Nix. I'm really excited to see Bo Nix this year. I really am. But I'm taking Seattle straight up.
Yeah, I'm going. You said it's going to be close.
Yeah.
And when it's close, I'll take the points, 5.5. I'll go
yes,
to Denver.
Absolutely. Me too.
Okay, now we move on to a competitive game. Dallas at Cleveland, where Cleveland is the 1.5-point favorite. I'm going to take Dallas in this one. Over the last couple of weeks, when we've been talking and practicing this show, the big question mark was always CeeDee Lamb. Now that he's got his money, I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys in this one to go into Cleveland and beat the Browns. How about you, Ernest?
I like the Browns here, but Dak Prescott, is he gonna get paid before this game or not? That's the big question. That being said, give me the Browns here to win this game in a very competitive game. This is also my game of the week.
Yeah, speaking of getting paid, the quarterback in Cleveland got a boatload of money, and he's super underperformed. I don't see that changing anytime soon, and CeeDee being on the field is going to be a game changer. The problem here for the fans of Cleveland is if they lose this game, the writing's kind of on the wall. This is a big game for them to see how the season's going to go, how it's going to shape up. They have huge salary cap number problems coming into the end of the season and into next season. But I like Dallas, and I think this is the start of the breakup of the Cleveland franchise.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now we move on to the Commanders at the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are the home team, favored by 3.5. I'm going to take the Bucs and Baker Mayfield in this one. How about you, Ernest?
This is my upset of the week. Give me Washington. I think I believe in Jane Daniels and in this Commanders team. Again, a team that didn't pick the playoffs, but would not surprise me if they get into seventh seed.
Let me bring
Commanders
up a stat again in case.
Oh,
you
another
didn't
stat
hear it
now.
Right,
another
no,
stat.
Let's go with the same stat. 0-14-1.
Streaks are maybe broken.
Okay, so now we have both, and you're picking both streaks to break it.
Yes,
I disagree with that. I think the rookie quarterback in week one again goes down. I think Baker Mayfield and Tampa at home. I think they win. I can't wait till next week.
I can't wait. Me too.
Go ahead.
Next up, Rams at Lions. Lions are favored by 3.5 in this one. I'm taking the hometown team. I think the Lions are going to go very far this year, and I am taking the Lions in the first week. Go ahead, Ernest.
I am too. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a great game. The Jared Goff revenge tour again. Sticking it to Sean McVay, his old coach in L.A. Give me Detroit here in a very competitive game. tell me about the over this game, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I just saw, did you guys see the Chili commercial with Dan Campbell yet?
So no.
Keep an eye out for that. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
But I think Coach Campbell, Gambling Dan, has learned a couple lessons based on what he did last year with not taking the points on the board, which maybe would have secured them a win in the conference game. I think he learns from that, so I'm gonna go with Detroit in this one.
Okay, now the Monday night game of the week. The final game of week one, the Jets at the 49ers, where the 49ers are favored by 5.5. I got to go with the hometown team, a team that I think will again go far in the playoffs. I'm going with San Francisco. How about you, Noah?
No, this is
– where are he's going?
I have it circled as my upset of the week, but that's just in everybody else's eyes. I don't see this as an upset. I think the Jets have the talent and the roster to do great things. And again, Aaron Rodgers being on your team as a quarterback, they got Wilson and some other receivers. I like the Jets. In if you want to call it an upset, call it an upset. I like the Jets.
Okay.
I see a point there, but the Niners, they're not whole again. Trent Williams got paid yesterday. Randy Ayuk got his money last week. I mean, obviously Brock Purdy, hearing things in camp, he's been a little inconsistent, but they're whole again, and I trust the Niners in the end. I do like the Jets, though, but give me the Niners win this game this week.
Okay, those were our picks for week one of the NFL season. Again, we are PBKC Picks, broadcasting live from right here in the second floor PBKC Poker Room right here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. And now let's talk about a place that you're going to want to watch the games every Sunday. And let me run down what's on that $25 all-you-can-eat buffet. And you're also going to get a free beer. We're going to have Italian hoagie bites, garden salad, roasted pork loin, chicken wings, pretzel sticks with beer cheese, penne alla vodka, Italian sausage with peppers and onions, olive and cheese tray, nachos, chili and cheese, and assorted desserts. What are you looking forward to, Noah?
The Italian hoagie?
Yeah. That's why I thought you would go.
Me too, the hoagies.
And yeah. Did you guys cut weight before the season like we should? Like, you know, are you down like 4 or 5 pounds?
Slightly.
Football season will definitely add.
Sunday's a disaster for me. Sunday's a disaster.
Yeah. And with this buffet, it's a huge disaster.
Yeah, we're also going to have some great drink specials, too. Import buckets for $25, domestic buckets for $20, Bloody Mary for $6, Mimosa for $5, and a margarita for only $6. That's in the paddock every football Sunday, 561-683-2222, extension 199. And now, folks, we're PBKC Picks, broadcasted for PBKC, and we are going to go into our fantasy football tips of the week with Start'em and Sit'em. My start of the week, this is getting actually comical.
It is beyond comical.
Now that I keep looking at my picks for all of these, my start of the week is Zamir White, the running back of the Raiders. In a small portion, I like what I saw from him last season. I think starting out as the running back one for the Raiders, I'm taking Zamir White this week as my start. And this is going to catch a lot of flack. I know it is. But with the fact that A-Chain, I believe, is the top runner in Miami, my sit for the week will be Raheem Mostert. How about you, Ernest?
I'm going to start Jared Goff. As I said, it's going to be a shootout there in Detroit at Ford Field. And my sit is going to be Kirk Cousins, actually, in a very low-scoring game between the Steelers and the Falcons.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen is a fantasy monster. I think he puts up numbers in every single game. He might throw two interceptions, but on the stat board, when you start talking about the touchdowns and the rushing touchdowns and the yardage, he's a contender. If you have him, you're a contender in your league. As far as sit him, I'm staying away from all things San Francisco. I think the Jets' defense could stifle an offense, especially with a younger quarterback in Brock Purdy. I get they're at home. They have all these different things. They're going to have to get – San Fran's going to have to get creative in how they're going to score with motions and runs and, to the wide receivers and some other things. But I would stay away from all things San Fran.
You know, listen to this podcast. You think you're a Jet fan, not an Eagle fan. You've been all over the Jets all episode long.
I'm just trying to stay the middle of the road. I'm just trying to see it like it is.
Hey, where was Josh Allen taken in your fantasy draft? No,
he was taken. That would be the 14th overall pick by none other than my team.
I've got to get in that football.
No, you don't.
I've got to get in that league. I really do. Okay, now we're going to move on to our viewer question of the week, and this comes from Alexis. And the question is going to be, what rookie quarterback is going to have the most success this year? There's some highly touted rookie quarterbacks. I'm going with Caleb Williams, the top pick. They've been talking about this guy for a couple of years, really making a difference in the NFL on a Bears team where they put some veterans around him. My top choice for the rookie quarterback is going to be Caleb Williams. I think he's actually going to win the first week and make history. Go ahead, Ernest.
No, I like a pick, but I like Jane Daniels. I'm so high on this kid. I like what he brings to the table. I think Washington's going to be a sneaky possible playoff team this year. I like Jane Daniels a lot.
Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I think Williams in Chicago's – I think he has the physical traits that you need in a quarterback, be able to make all the throws and all the runs. I don't know his leadership level, and I have questions about that. So I'm not going to pick one, but and I'm going to go back to my stat, the starting quarter, 0-14 and 1. I don't like any of them right away, so I'm not even going to go. I can't. There's too many unsuccess stories. And you can't even the first year, it's hard to if you look back at Peyton Manning, he threw the most interceptions in his rookie year of all time, and that doesn't show you anything about the career he had. So it's hard to even go with the first year. So I'm just going to sit this one out and let you guys go.
But I'll say this much. Keep an eye on Bo Nix this year in Denver. With him and Sean Payton together, keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting year for rookie quarterbacks. Yeah. And we're going to see after week one. We're going to have a long discussion next week, I'm sure, about week one and how all the rookies fared. Now we're going to move on to talking about the best bet for every Sunday, and that's the Paddock Restaurant. We're going to touch on that a couple of times today. $25 all-you-can-eat buffet. Give them a call right now, 561-683-2222, extension 199. Honestly, the space is about to fill up. And when that $25 all-you-can-eat buffet, it's the best bet in town. You can't beat Feast and Football every Sunday in the Paddock.
You know, the difference is, so you talk about that in a buffet. This isn't like traditional buffet. Like, you wouldn't see it. This is like high-end buffet food. This isn't like stuff. This is like there's a chef over there cooking this. This isn't a cook in a kitchen. This is a chef, and he's creating these entrees. And, it's a totally different story.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to a portion of the show on PBKC Pick Show that we like to call Quick Picks. And this is a portion of the show that you'll be able to see on social media after the show. So we're just going to run down the games and give you our picks. I'm taking Baltimore over Kansas City. Go ahead, Ernest.
Give me KC, the champs.
Go ahead.
Yeah, KC.
Okay. I'm taking Philadelphia over Green Bay. Go ahead, Ernest.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Birds.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Atlanta. I'm taking Atlanta. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh in the defense.
Steals an upset here.
Okay. Arizona at Buffalo. I'm going to take the home team, Buffalo. Go ahead, Ernest.
Let's go Bills Mafia.
Yeah, let's go Joshy.
Okay, Tennessee at Chicago. I am taking Chicago, the home team. Go ahead, Ernest.
Bear down. Break some streaks here for Noah.
Yeah, the only 10 I see in this game is Chicago's scoreboard. I like Tennessee.
That's horrible. That was terrible.
It's terrible.
That's a great pickup line, though.
He's the heel of the show. We know that already. He's the heel.
Okay, next up, New England at Cincinnati. I'm taking the home team, Cincinnati. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, who day? Bengals.
Really, dude?
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Come on.
Houston at Indianapolis. I am taking Houston. Go ahead. Ernest.
CJ Stroud MVP. Give me Texans.
Yeah, not because he's the MVP, but I like Houston.
Upset of the week, Jacksonville at Miami. I'm taking Jacksonville. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, you're upsetting everybody.
I am.
Miami's not getting upset.
Okay, go ahead.
Fins up.
Okay, Carolina at New Orleans. I'm taking New Orleans. I think all of us are.
I mean, why would you want to watch this game in the first place? But whatever.
Yeah, I got New Orleans.
Okay, Minnesota at the New York Giants. I'm going to take the Giants. Go ahead, Ernest.
The G-Men for 1 week anyway.
Yeah, because Ernest likes Daniel's beard. I'm going to go with the Giants.
Okay, now we move on to the 4 o'clock games. Las Vegas at the Chargers. My lock of the week, Las Vegas. Who are you going with, Noah?
Yeah, that's unlocked, fully unlocked. I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just going to give you charges, of course.
Denver at Seattle. I'm going with the home team, the 12th man. I'm going with Seattle. Who are you taking, Noah?
Yeah, I like Denver even though they're on the road. Have you ever been to Denver, how hard it is to breathe there?
Yeah.
So make sure when you make your picks this season, when Denver's at home,
of course.
I can't even breathe when I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Seattle. Close game, though, Seattle.
Dallas at Cleveland. I am taking the Cowboys. Go ahead, Ernest.
My game of the week. I'm going to the Browns.
Yeah, not my game of the week. I like Dallas, and I think Cleveland is on the verge of being a dumpster fire.
Okay, next up, Washington at Tampa Bay. I'm taking the home team in Tampa Bay. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, the home team and the annoying quarterback that is Baker. I'll take Tampa.
My upset of the week, give me the Commanders.
Rams at Lions. I'm taking the Lions. Go ahead, Ernest.
Give me the Lions. Man Campbell.
Did you just call him Man Campbell?
Man darn right, call him Man Campbell.
Chili
Man
Campbell. Campbell. Chili commercial Campbell is gonna dominate this one. That's a great way to wrap up Sunday afternoon to throw that game on a TV. I'll be watching. I like Detroit.
Okay, Monday night game. Jets at Niners. I'm taking the Niners. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to call an upset. I'm not calling an upset. I like the Jets. I think they have the best player on the field in Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be a try or two to Niners at this point. I know I'm getting.
This week has opened our eyes to the fact that Noah is a Jets fan.
He's not.
He is.
He is.
Noah's a Jets
You're
fan after this week. Okay. Well, we'd like to thank everybody for watching our PBKC Picks show. Again, broadcasted live from right here at the PBKC, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, 1111 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, where we have a big poker tournament coming up this weekend with the $100,000 Monster Multi-Flight with a $300 buy-in. You can get more information on everything we talk about at pbkennelclub.com. I'm Mike Jameson. This is Ernest Christian and Noah Carbone. We'll catch you next week on PBKC Picks right here from PBKC.